Hello, everyone. My name is Wendy Squires. I am a deacon at First Baptist Church in Simcoe, Ontario. I have been asked to prepare a short devotion video, and I have to tell you, I'm much more comfortable writing at my computer than sending what I have written off to Janet for the newsletter, not being in front of everyone. And sometimes we are asked to stretch outside of our comfort zone. I have been thinking about how much I have appreciated all the presentations that others have done to help keep us in touch as a congregation. There have been Carolyn's Godly Place stories, Jim's messages and music, John's lessons, Wendy's and Mark's music, and just this past Sunday, a wonderful musical interlude from Sue and Janet and Jim. I so appreciate all of what you have done and the people behind the scenes that have helped put this all together. And so I thought, if you guys have done so much, then maybe it's my turn to give it a go. But I did decide to stay within a format that I feel most comfortable. So I have for you today an expanded version of what started as a back page message. I hope you find this presentation beneficial and encouraging. As I prepare to write this devotion, I spent prayerful time at home, but outdoors. And as I did so, I have been watching the natural world around me. It is a world unaffected from current news and events. It is a place of peace and a place of beauty. During this time, the words of an old hymn kept playing round and round in my head. The hymn that I keep hearing in my mind was written by Cecil F. Alexander in 1848 and is called All Things Bright and Beautiful. Even though Cecil and I have lived at very different times, I think we had similar hearts for nature and appreciation for God's creative handiwork. Have a listen to his lyrics. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures, great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, he made their glowing colors, he made their tiny wings. The purple-headed mountains, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, he made them, everyone. The tall trees in the greenwood, the meadows where we play, the rushes by the water to gather every day. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell how great is God Almighty, who has made all things well. The words of this hymn resonate with me. There is for me something special in immersing myself within his creation. As I do so, as I consider all that God has created, from the minute to the monumental, it is so essential that I sing his praises. I am so fortunate to live where I live and have the opportunity to observe so much of God's beauty right from my deck or backyard. We have a selection of bird feeders. We have nectar and grape jelly for the orioles, Niger seed for the finches, sunflower seed for the cardinals and rose-breasted grosbeaks, and suet for the woodpeckers and chickadees. And although we don't have specific feeders for the hummingbirds, they too grace our feeding stations, as well as a number of other species. And I will admit that I am a bit of a bird nerd, but I could sit and watch them for extended periods of time. And when I stop to closely observe their plumage, I can't help but be amazed by the bounty of our Creator's creativity. The red-headed woodpeckers are fairly recent additions to our feathered restaurant. If you are unfamiliar with what they look like, I would suggest grab yourself a bird book or go to the internet and look them up. Their head is a striking solid crimson with a body of contrasting charcoal gray and white. The rose-breasted grosbeaks are equally stunning, with a swath of red feathers creating a V-shaped bib on their white chest and have a black head and back. The orioles are a deep orange and black and warble such beautiful songs, a most welcome addition to our dining guests. The chickadees are the most cheery of all the birds. With their sprightly song and happy-go-lucky personalities, they are so friendly it doesn't take much coaxing to have them join us for a dish of sunflowers and peanuts on our patio table. And hummingbirds are the most amazing creatures ever. They are the only birds that can fly backwards. And I think of the size of their nests and the brood of their babies, they must be so incredibly tiny. That is a sight that I have not yet seen in person. But the hummingbirds, their ruby throat is reflective and iridescent. And when the sun catches it just right, oh, it's spectacular. And each year I hunt for the nest of robins that I am sure to find somewhere in my garden. This year, the nest is amongst the euonymus vines that climb the old TV antenna. It is such a lovely picture, seeing her head framed within the green and yellow leaves. She sits so still, attempting to avoid detection. And so I leave her in peace, but I will be watchful for the coming brood and the antics of her young. These are but a few of the many birds that I enjoy watching for both their plumage and their fascinating behaviors. God, in his desire to give us joy, designed each of these birds, and I am so grateful to him for them. And it is the furry, as well as the feathered neighbors, that bring me happiness. We have a family of black squirrels and a family of red squirrels that reside in the trees on our property. Recently, they have been venturing out of their nests and chasing each other up and down and around the tree trunks and through the branches. It is so humorous watching their antics as they develop and hone their balance and other necessary skills. This time of year, the plant world is also springing forth into life. I am not an artist, but I wish I could somehow capture all of the various shades and hues of green that emerge along with the new leaves and plants. There is the yellow green of the willow, the dark green of the oaks, and all the shades in between. It is vibrant and refreshing, a renewal that arrives as surely as a calendar proceeds each year. I see this as a promise from God of his continued presence among us. A short drive along the quiet roads reveals vistas reminiscent of Monet's paintings. The orchards are filled with the gentle pinks and whites, forecasting the harvests of cherries and apples later in the year. The bold yellow of the marsh marigolds are seen to contrast and complement the brilliant whites of the trilliums in the roadside woods. And within the gardens of homes, there is also an explosion of color. Daffodils, tulips, quince and lilac bushes, and soon we will see the reds and pinks of peonies added to the colorful palette. How wonderful a God to give us such a spectrum of beauty. This time of year is when gardening begins at a frenetic pace. I am always encouraged to see the first little sprouts break through the soil. Carrot seeds are difficult to plant because they are so incredibly tiny. Yet by next fall, I hope to have a harvest that will be plentiful enough to complement many meals. This year, I planted a giant pumpkin seed. It has sprouted and has a healthy start. How much fun it will be to see its progress over the summer. How fortunate I am to have the opportunity to see this miraculous transformation from seeds as they grow and develop into delicious and nutritious, bountiful vegetables over the coming season. How good and generous is our God. And even the varied landscapes speak to His majesty. I see His handiwork in the rolling pastoral fields of southern Ontario and also to the rugged, rocky outcrops of the north, the power of a storm over Lake Superior, or the quiet babbling of a gentle brook all speak to me of the beauty of His creation. The sky adorned with His stars, the dancing of the northern lights, and graceful merging of the colors of a sunset are further evidence of His creative hand. There is so much more that I see around me that cause me to sing of praises of thanks to our God. And the Lord God made it all in His mercy and grace and ever-present love. When so much of us around us has changed, it is good to consider how He and the beauty of His world does not. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. God is great. I give Him the thanks and the praise for making it all so well. Amen. Thank you.